This is Religion Matters. We're here in the Holy Family Secondary School in Newbridge. We're coming to you live to celebrate Catholic Schools Week 2012. And I'm joined now by Mrs. Angela Ryan, who is the principal of the Holy Family Secondary School. So first of all, just to say thank you for inviting us into the school.
And thank you for coming. We're delighted to be able to celebrate a little bit of Catholic Schools Week with you.
And I think this is a good way to do it. Rather than talking about what happens in a school, we're right here immersed in the school, talking to yourself, some of the students and to the chaplain. So maybe just for our listeners, just to give us a short intro, tell us a little bit about the school, the history and who founded it, and also the current enrolment, the number of students that you have.
Well, I could say that this particular Holy Family Order has been here in Newbridge since 1875, and the original house next door was founded by Mother Mary St John, who came from Rockferry in Wales, where they had a convent there, and she was invited by an Irish oblate father, Father Robert Cook, who was in Dublin, and he was in contact with the Father Nolan, who was the parish priest here in Newbridge, and they thought it would be most appropriate to have an order of nuns in Newbridge. So Mother Mary came and set up the first convent and school here in the beautiful building next door to us, and then they started up primary schools. And it was in 1948 that a secondary top, first secondary school, started, and then in 1959 this particular school opened, and since then we've had a new building in 1967, an extension in 1982, and a rather large extension in 2003. And then I suppose the other key moment in our school development would be that the Holy Family Sisters transferred the ownership of the school and trusteeship to the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin. So we're their only all-girls school in the diocese.
Okay, well that was something I didn't know. So, and you celebrated here in the school. I know that you had a big celebration here in 2009. I think you celebrated the 50th anniversary of the school, and you had President Mary McAleese, Sister Kate was talking about that. Tell me a little bit about the vision and the ethos of the school.
Well, I think it's something, vision and ethos in a Catholic school, that in the present climate you really can't take for granted. You cannot presume that it is always going to be carried on from one year to the next. We're a big school of 740 students approximately, and our whole ethos would be based on the founder of the Holy Family Order, Father Pierre Bienvenu Nouai, and the values that we put into our mission statement would be things like the Christian virtues of faith and love and hope, gentleness, respect, tolerance. I think on a day-to-day basis I try to encourage everyone in the school to see ourselves as part of a family, and how you would like to be treated in a nice family, how you'd like to be well treated and appreciated and not forgotten. And I think it is more important now than ever, with how large the world has become and were interneted and Facebooked and Twittered out of it, that we need small spaces, and everybody feels that they need to be noticed on a day-by-day basis. So that is what we strive to do within the school, that teachers, staff, pupils, we're all part of one family.
And does being a Catholic school make a difference to you as the principal, to the teachers, and ultimately to the pupils?
I would like to think so. It means an awful lot to me personally. There are some wonderful alternative models of education out there. I would have great time for the Educate Together model and the Community School VCC model. But in our school, the heartbeat of our school would be our Catholic faith. One of the biggest challenges for us, because quite a number of our colleagues who had served with us for 30 years and odd have left in recent years, retired, so we've a whole new staff. So the challenge is to be able to make sure that they carry on the same work as their former colleagues would have done, that we are there for the students, and that everything we do, of course we want our pupils to get a wonderful education, but we want them to grow up to be wonderful people who, by the time they're 30, have a good sense of themselves, a good moral compass, and a sense of morality and giving back to society. That would be a key thing about us, because they're the things that make you feel good about yourself in the long run. Just as important as education, really. Because when you're 30, nobody asks you how many points you got in your Leaving Cert. They really want to know, are you a good person? Are you a good friend? Are you a good mother? Are you a good wife? They're the things that, to us, personal self-belief and personal self-realisation is as important as the education, because in the world we live in, these students could change careers 10 times. Mm. But it's the sense of themselves. Do they have that?
And it's the sense of identity and them understanding who they are and what they have and all the little scaffoldings that have to be put in place to do that. How important is input from parents and the boards of management who are largely volunteers? You know, how important is the relationship with the parents for you as the principal and for the school?
The two distinct groups there. In my mind, when I'm looking at the school, I kind of see us as a circle that never ends, made up of pupils, parents, teachers, staff, board of management. And in the centre, we all share one thing, our Catholic faith. And that's the heartbeat for all of our activities. Both of those groups are exceptionally important to me. And I would have to say, starting with the board of management, they are all volunteers. I couldn't run this school without them. I would have to be very honest. And I run the school under their direction. But they give incredible amounts of time. They are most supportive of the school and the Catholic ethos we have. And they are very keen that we would continue to promote our values and that there is a place for us as there is for other educational models. The parents, without parents, we cannot educate the students to the best of our ability without support of their parents. And they really, really have to buy into what we want to do. And funnily enough, in the world that we're in now, I am finding more and more that parents actually are very happy with the Catholic faith and the way that we try to incorporate it here in school. Maybe a few years ago, people may have had a more laissez-faire attitude, but as things have become more global and the crisis in the country, parents kind of like the security that you are helping them to equip their children, their daughters, for adult life and all its uncertainties, that you're giving them a sense of themselves.
And does the Holy Family Secondary School celebrate Catholic Schools Week?
Yes, we do, and we're delighted to do so. And it's a wonderful opportunity for the whole school community to focus in and celebrate the gentleness and the positivity that goes with being a Catholic. We've a number of events lined up, because I would have to say to people, to your listeners, that this year St. Bridget's Day falls in the middle of Catholic Schools Week. So we will be highlighting this for first years with making of St. Bridget's crosses. And Sister Kate, aided by Mrs. Edel Mulligan, who's the assistant chaplain, have a whole programme worked out for the week. St. Blaise's also, his feast day occurs during Catholic Schools Week. So we always have a blessing of the throats on the Friday. So if any of your listeners would like to come to our school on the Friday morning to have their throats blessed, they're very welcome to do so. And we mark it, the fourth years we'll mark it with making all sorts of cakes and buns, celebrating feast days. And our sixth year, so we'll also be planting bulbs during Catholic Schools Week, which will be in bloom by the time they graduate. So we have a lot of, for each year, we try to do something.
Now, as the principal, I mean, I know you've a very, very busy day, very, very busy weeks. Do you have a favourite time of year, or do you have an event that you sort of can sit back and kind of feel very kind of satisfied, or, you know, is there something particular that resonates with you year on year?
I suppose there's quite a number of different things. I must say, in September, you love looking at the faces of the first years coming in and the excitement and the shininess and newness attached to all of them. I just love looking at that. I like our carol service at Christmas, where we work with the local community a lot and we go to the parish church next door to us here. I like that a lot. I also like the quiet reflection times that we do during Lent. I think it's very important in this busy world we live in now that people are encouraged to take times of quietness. The world seems to be getting faster and faster. And I think one of the greatest things we need to be able to do is to equip our girls to be able to step back and take little periods of quiet reflection of where they're at. So I like that a lot too, I must say. I know it sounds odd to say you like Lent, but I like the actual quietness and stillness that can go sometimes with Lent.
We've kind of come to the end of the interview. I want to say thank you very much for inviting us in, and going to be talking to some of the girls now in a little bit. So thank you for having us, and we wish you the best for the celebration of Catholic Schools Week and with the rest of the academic year.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.